morning.
Happy Friday.
It is finally here.
We made it.
Yeah.
We've made it.
We're live.
Good morning.
It is 6:10. Steve and Mitch in the morning.
We're alive because those people at dinner last night weren't creepers.
Yeah.
So that's why we're alive.
Yep. We had a fundraiser. On October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Static decision 2012. And one of the things that was auctioned off, which I didn't think was going to go over well, was dinner with the morning show.
And that happened really fast.
Yeah. And we went out last night.
Yeah.
Had dinner with a couple listeners.
Yeah.
Aaron
and Trina.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was amazing.
I didn't know what to say. I was like, wow, no. We should have paid them. This was funny. Yeah. It was amazing. So.
I enjoyed. Yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's really early. We're back at work.
Yes.
Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew!
How did it go, guys, last night?
It was amazing.
It was really nice.
Had fun, huh?
Yeah, met some cool new people. They go to Calvary Rio Rancho.
Super wow, guys. Man, hey, you know what, Steve? I just got a call from Parchments last night about my record again.
Oh, good. You should pick it up.
What? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, since I have school today, I'm going to be sending my mom down.
Ah.
So she can get for me because I have to go to school today anyways.
It's a good mom.
Hey, guys, I'm going to need a prayer request this morning.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my bus attendant's son, Noah, his name's Noah Baldonado. He's having surgery today, so hoping you guys could pray for him.
Yes.
He's really, really young. Wow. He's a real little kid.
Can do.
Yeah, I bust it in. It was all, you know, said yesterday, the poor thing.
You are a sweet dude.
You really are.
Hey, you know, that's the perk of being a good kiss.
Well, there you go.
How you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm still coughing. It's still hanging around.
I think maybe you gave me this virus that I have.
Oh, over the airwaves. No wonder.
That's why
I don't know if it could be done over the phone. But
I think it's possible because I definitely have it.
It's definitely possible.
I have to be there in person to do that.
Well, maybe.
I know. Oh, my goodness. How are you guys' morning going so far?
Amazing. What can we play for you?
Ooh, this morning you guys can play some. Let's see. This one I can use from a Fall Glass Fall by Project 86.
All right, man. We will definitely get that on for you.
Thank you, Steve and Mitch. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Except tomorrow's Saturday.
I won't be here tomorrow.
I didn't want to say anything.
I know. I was like, oh, dang.
He was just so happy.
I know.
And I want to ruin the happy moment.
Maybe he forgot it was Saturday. He probably did.
Today is Friday.
Today is Friday.
We got a big show today.
We do.
Bon Jovi on the show. Wait, no,
that's
not happening.
That's lying.
That's not
that
happening.
That is lying. Okay, can I talk about my Instagram feed right now? And how it is just like littered with photos from the Unashamed Tour.
Really?
Yes. Like, I think I counted like 24 photos.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. If I see another photo, I'm going to unfollow everyone.
Yeah, Lecrae. Trip Lee, Pro, Thistle, Andy Mineo.
Apparently it was amazing.
KB Tadashi.
So.
Yep.
Just saying.
I got nothing.
Really?
Not a single one.
Maybe it was just like the same like four people posting
maybe.
A bunch of pictures.
I don't follow any of your friends. Your friends are not my friends.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to, come on,
we're
one.
We're so disconnected.
Let's just get one. What? Nope.
Nope, nothing.
Not a single one.
Wow.
Our boy Lucy didn't even post anything like
dang.
That. I know. I thought I'd at least have one. Wait! Oh, no, that's Chris Chicago.
Nope.
No.
He is not here.
No.
So.
Not a one.
My, yeah, well, don't worry. I can show you all of them.
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood? That count?
No. That's okay. Not the Unashamed Tour.
That's Arthur from Living Sacrifice. I don't understand that one.
You don't have any.
I don't have any.
Are you just now looking at your Instagram?
No, I'm just looking at my Instagram. Which, by the way.
We have an Instagram at MyStaticRadio.
Yeah, you can follow us there.
Mm-hmm.
Find some cool photos. But if you really want to get the good photos, you have to start following my co-host.
Oh my god.
Michelle
gosh.
Bransfo.
Oh my
god. She needs followers. She has a complex where she counts followers.
I think the thing is you have a complex because
403. That's how many I have.
Because I don't know how many followers I have.
403. That's how many I have.
I'm in the 200s followers somewhere.
264. So
you know how many followers I have?
264. I keep a running tally every morning. There's a dry erase board in my bedroom And I wake up and I look and I say, good. Still beating her by about 150.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I need.
So you have a complex.
I guess I do.
And people are going to support that. Just so you know, they're, oh, Steve-O has an Instagram. Oh my gosh, I'm going to go follow him. They just ignored everything you said to go follow me.
Yeah. Michelle Bransfo. 267.
Yes, look at me.
You're awesome.
I'm getting followers.
Because of your sweater photo.
Whatever. It's not a sweater. It was a shawl.
Whatever.
It was a shawl.
Even worse. Even worse. I don't even know what that
what
is.
What was the last picture you posted? Tell me.
Last picture I posted on the grams of Insta was my Halloween present to myself.
Boring.
I bought the entire
it's
Universal Monster movie
picture.
Collection.
That's not a good picture at all.
I really got 21 likes. That's weird.
I know. You should probably delete that.
I should. That's not a lot. Picture before that was us. Got double, 42.
Dang.
Double the amount.
See? It's all because of me.
It's because we voted.
We voted, yeah. Yeah,
that's really why.
Yeah.
Rock the vote. I don't know, anyways. Whatever that means. Matthew from Albuquerque called in some P86, so we're going to play it for him. It's Friday.
Yay.
Something you want to hear, 505-338-3700. Or hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Yep. Come on. Come on.
There you go.
Come on, Billy Idol.
Working.
Slightly working.
Kind of, yeah.
6:24 now. Happy Friday to ya.
Good morning. I'm trying to, yeah. Okay, it's working.
Hey, there you go. Oh, yes.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. Dude, be praying for everybody on the East Coast. Things are still getting crazy out there.
Yeah, definitely are.
Yeah, organizers of the New York City Marathon actually told its runners Thursday that there would be substantial modifications to the logistics and operations of the race because of the damage from Superstorm Sandy. But later, they changed their minds and said the course wouldn't change. Which, of course, confused people because the race is this Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's a little soon.
Yeah. By chance, much of the marathon course avoids areas hit hard by the storm, but transportation is still an issue.
Right.
It's crazy out there.
I don't understand what they're doing.
I was talking to my buddy Deez yesterday, and yeah. He is out there in the midst of it.
Okay.
I have a few friends out there. That,
are people still going to work? Like, what's going on?
His hotel was flooded. That he works at on Wall Street.
Okay.
Flooded. So are people, yes, our friend Claire, she works for a magazine out there. She was still going.
Okay.
I think.
I just don't understand. Like, I feel like everything's in disarray and everything comes to a halt, but apparently people are still going to work.
Yeah. Long lines at the gas stations. I hear power's still out. So half people don't have their cell phones because,
Power's out.
Unless they want to charge them in their car or something, which would be smart. Lots of looting going on. I was reading reports of that and on Twitter, all of the stories. I don't understand how people can be so stupid as to post photos from Twitter.
Right.
Like holding a TV. One dude had a subwoofer in his hand that he had stolen from somebody else's apartment. It's unreal to me.
Well, it sucks because obviously the police and everyone who would be helping stop that's not their priority right now. Their priority is making sure that New York and everything else goes back to normal.
Right.
So it just shows those other people's integrity. They're jerks.
Yeah.
Stealing.
New York City Marathon, the Friday night opening ceremonies and Parade of Nations and Saturday's 5-kilo run were canceled, actually, to keep focus on Sunday's race. They're hoping that it's going to go on and that runners will be there. And, yeah, the ferry service has not been rolled out as far as trying to get people.
Ferry service.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
There's water everywhere.
Right. Except not.
I'm just kidding.
They're not going
to.
Wow. Yes. Queen Elizabeth IV through the streets of Manhattan.
Yes.
No, okay. But yeah, so apparently it's still going to go on. But I mean, you brought up a good question off air that I hadn't even thought about. The election is Tuesday.
How is this going to affect it?
Right.
Like
voting.
There's not any power.
Right.
So what are they doing? But apparently we're going to get an article about it.
We'll get word on that coming up. Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's interesting. So be praying. We posted links on our Facebook page to the Red Cross. Is that it? The Red Cross? No. I thought it was the Blue Cross.
Samaritan's Purse.
The Red Shield and
Blue
orbs.
Shield. Blue Shield. No, it's
Red
not
Cross,
Blue Shield.
Blue Shield.
Blue Shield
blue.
Is like a
Purple
health
People
thing.
Eaters. Yellow. I don't know.
I think it's the Red Cross.
Red Cross! That's what it was. Okay. It was so close.
The first thing you said.
Right. Okay, good. Get to our Facebook page and check it out. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You're never too far.
PX far away. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Steve-O and Mitch.
6:38.
Yeah. Have you ever been mistaken for somebody else?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Well, not anybody like famous or anything, but my best friend, one of my best friends. I have to always say that. One of my best friends.
Do the other ones get upset? How many best friends do you have? If that's a best friend,
I have two.
Wouldn't that be the best?
No, I have two.
I'd be bummed out if it was like, this is the best razor
They're
in the
like
world.
They're like not
and
even
you buy
the
it,
same.
And then there's like, oh, this is one of like five best
You can't
razors
even compare
the
these two.
Huh.
My phone.
So?
Yeah, I get asked if I'm Becca all the time. Or, you know what, when I had long hair, so many old ladies will come up to me and be like, you are so good at playing piano. You're amazing. When is your next show? Oh, no, I'm not Shailene. Sorry.
I'm
not out of Poema.
That's
all
hilarious.
The time. I'm like, hey, Shailene, I was asked if I was you yesterday. Cool. I'm not.
People have, at the grocery store this last week, somebody thought I was my brother, which is weird because he's like me stung by bees because he's a lot bigger than me. Do you own a pawn shop? No, I do not. You're thinking of my little brother who's way bigger than me. Yeah. So,
that's funny.
Okay. Check this out though. This is family. Like I've never been mistaken for like Joey or have you ever been mistaken by family members? Like your mom would never go, hey, Becca to you. Right. Cause that's a little weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. A 41-year-old car washer from, northeastern Brazil shocked his family by turning up at his own funeral.
What?
After his family mistakenly identified a local man at the morgue as him.
Oh.
They saw a dude, and they were like, that's my son! Ah!
Okay.
Yeah. So they had a wake. They're all there. Family and friends. They're gathered around the body of this dude who apparently resembled Gilberto Araújo.
Wow, that's a name.
Yeah, when he showed up after being told of his death by a friend who saw him on the street. Hey, bro. I thought you were dead.
What?
You're supposed to be dead. Turns out, he's still alive.
Oh, wow.
Showed up at his own wake. And he said, hey, guys, I'm alive. Pinch me.
He said, pinch me?
Yeah. His mother said it was a fright. Some of those attending the wake fainted. Half of the people ran away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the dead guy?
His mom says, quote, it was a fright. I'm very happy because what mother has a son that they can say is dead then turns up alive? Well, Mary could say
Mary,
that.
Yeah.
Mary could say that. Yeah. Maybe Lazarus's mom.
But, yeah. Okay, let's get to the real.
Okay. Yeah, apparently there was a murdered local man. He was a car washer. And
looked like this dude?
Yeah. And so they went to the bar. Ah, that's my son. Apparently they looked a lot alike. So much so that they were like going to bury this dude. On first learning of the confusion, he said he tried to call an acquaintance at the wake to inform them he was alive, but his call was dismissed as a nasty prank. So they hung up on him. How dare you? We are mourning our family members.
Can you imagine?
Mom, it's me. Mom, it's me. Mom. How cruel are you?
No, really, it's me.
Yeah. The corpse has now been returned, apparently, to be properly identified because obviously they got it wrong. But his whole family.
I would be
his
so
whole family.
Upset.
He was lying there dead, and they're like, yep, that's our son. And then he walked in like, hey! way! That dude looks nothing like me, bro!
He has a completely different nose.
Yeah. I would be so bummed. I'm like, really? Really? Because you know when people mistake you for somebody else, you immediately start thinking about their flaws?
Yeah, like well,
whoa. I look nothing like him. Okay, first of all, we have a completely different shaped nose, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even wear glasses right now, all right? His hair is like, mine's like, whoosh. Totally right. Different.
Completely different.
You start immediately trying to, like, separate yourself from that person.
Yeah.
I just can't even fathom, like, walking into your funeral and looking at the guy, like, in the coffin.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
really? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. Look. I'm going to watch. I'll lie down next to him. Look. Look. Nothing like him. Nothing.
That's funny.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
Mistaken identity stories. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or
505. I have to know.
338-3700. I don't think I've ever been mistaken to the point of death.
No, I haven't.
But people have, you know, run up to me and said, Joey! But I think most people just, they don't think I look like Joey. I think most people just get us confused because
yeah.
We're always together and you know, we used to do radio, TV. So.
Yeah. I've had people come up to me in the store and be like, hey, and like touch my back to like trying to like get my attention. And I turn around, they're like, oh, that's not you. I'm like, yeah, it's all right.
You're like, no, I'm me. I'm totally me. Static.
Hey, my friend Steve at work always calls everybody's name. Hey, you, it would be better. But he mistakenly gets Marlene and I mixed up and Rose and I mixed up. And Marlene and Rose are African American. I'm Caucasian. So
maybe he's just terrible with names.
Yes.
Oh, man. That is amazing. Thank you so much for the call.
Bye. Have a good day.
All right. See, I sometimes, it's usually frustrated moments. And I'm yelling at a child.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get the name just, I'll call him the dog. I'll call, you know what I mean, when you're frustrated. Or there have been times where, like, our dog, Indiana, will be doing something, like, on the table. I'm like, Jack! Indiana! Dog! Get off the table! But I don't think that my dog looks like my son. I just suck at names, apparently.
I remember one time my mom was so angry at me, and she started yelling, but she was going through every kid name. She has six kids.
Wow.
And then the dog, and then me.
Wow.
And by the end of it, she wasn't mad anymore.
Right.
So it was good.
Yeah, you kind of lose your anger because you have to kind of giggle at yourself because it's ridiculous.
I went through all my brothers and sisters' names before she got to mine.
That's right. And the dog, apparently.
And the dog.
That's your scale of importance.
Yeah. Aww.
So sad.
Awesome. Thank you. I knew I was the least loved, but...
Mistaken identity stories. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. 41-year-old car washer from Brazil shocked his family when he showed up at his own wake after his family had mistakenly identified a local dude at the morgue as him. I'm wondering if the dude... It doesn't say how the guy was killed because it does say he was murdered. Murdered local man, but I don't know, like, it maybe was shot in the face, so he was a little disfigured.
Oh,
like,
gosh,
I don't understand how that's possible. You know what I mean? Like,
how much
can you really look like somebody else?
Did they both like work at a car wash or something?
I guess so. I don't got me.
Oh, so weird.
Got me. 41 years old, family and friends in the town of Alagoas.
Brazil?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
In the Bahia state. We're gathered around the body of another car washer. Yeah. Another car washer, resembling Gilberto Arujo, when he showed up after being told of his death by a friend who had spotted him in the street. Amazing. I just can't fathom that. You're like walking around and not understand. Like, I guess he wasn't that close with his family, considering they had time to plan his funeral.
Yeah, like when was the last time you talked to them?
So he showed up. People fainted. Other people ran away thinking he was, I don't know, a demon. This is Brazil.
Yeah.
So, a little crazy.
So scary.
A little crazy. So, when he first found out that he was quote-unquote dead, he tried to call. People thought he was a prankster. They didn't believe him, so he had to show up and then scare half the people at his funeral.
What would you do? What would you do if you're at a funeral and the person showed up? Try and think. What would your reaction be?
Right.
Complete and utter shock?
Yeah, I would be the guy that answers the phone like, hello, and then if they said, how dare you? We are mourning the loss of our friend.
He's like, no, it's me. Listen to me. I am not dead.
I'd be the overreactor, angry yelling. But if my friend showed up at his own funeral, yeah, no. I don't even know. I'd lose it.
Yeah.
Like, what would you do?
You're like, you have, like, Jesus, where, okay, what was that?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Oh!
Trying to, like, discern.
The dead in Christ shall rise first. It's happening! Get on your knees! Pray! No! Trumpet's about to blow, bro!
Yeah. I'd be like, I think I'd be like, discernment, kick in, yeah. Discernment, what's yeah. going on?
I don't even know what I would do. So, unbelievable. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or of course, 505-338-3700. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got a culture shock from the bravery and more of this here show. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Micah Talks, song called Please, right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Way to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. I'm a fan. He's a member of Anchor and Braille and that his solo project. I'm talking like Yoda right now.
You kind of are. I was like, why is he talking like that?
It's a little professional conversation right
there. That's good.
For myself, because, you know, I knew that I would be talking solo for a little bit.
You did.
So you guys got stuff. I'm going to sit on the floor. You guys go ahead and hang out.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sam Swan. Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I'm always very excited to see you because I know it's Friday and my week is just about over.
Oh, well.
That's so mean.
I'm glad I bring joy to your life.
I'm glad that you're here. That's why I'm glad it's Friday. I'm glad that you're just here, not because it's Friday. That makes sense? Doesn't make sense.
Such a suck up.
Whatever.
Mitch is trying to be nicer than you are.
I guess.
He said, I'm glad you're here because you know what that means? It's Friday. He's not really glad you're here.
I am the Friday reminder.
Yeah. Yeah. Reminder that the week is coming to a close.
Yeah. Cool.
I get a day off to hang out before it starts over again.
All over again.
Dude, I kid you not. Last week we had this training here on campus with Albuquerque Police Department for
safety.
Safety training. You know what I mean?
Shooter training.
You never know.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. Active response training type thing, you know, preparing people. You need to be cautious. And he starts off, he's like, yeah, my name's Officer So-and-so and been in the force this many years and most people just walk around. They're not attentive to their surroundings, you know, and you really need to be attentive.
Absolutely.
So he's trying to talk about this, but it was so horrible because he's like, yeah, normal routine. I'm willing to bet you get up, you put on Good Morning America or whatever it is. You watch in the morning, you get ready, you go to work, come home, take the kids to soccer practice, get home, eat dinner, watch your late night show with your spouse, go to bed and start the routine all over again. And I wanted to fall apart because I'm like, that dude just nailed my life.
He did.
In like two sentences.
I don't even know you. How do you know this about me?
I am now officially depressed and I'm going to go join the circus so that you can't say you know me.
Oh, man. And there's a lot of bushes around this area.
It was,
it's a little dark
scary,
out there.
Huh?
I walked up and I brushed
You're like
the bush with my leg.
Shh.
Oh.
Except, here's the good news. You have to have a really good hiding spot because one morning I beat her to work and I saw her pull in. I'm like, oh, yeah. So I went and tried to hide in the bushes because I was going to jump out and scare her.
Which would have been awful if you succeeded.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so she's walking up and she's like, I can see you. So mad.
Worst hider ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently you got to be
I'm not a very good hider.
Good at it. So, but yeah, man, apparently I need to go start doing crazy stuff. Random hours.
Yeah.
Because
change up your routine because if somebody's watching you, I learned that from watching NCIS. See, Ziva never takes the same path home.
Really?
Every time after work. Yeah, that's what she said. That's what she told Tony one time.
How can you never take the same path home?
I see. That's what I was thinking.
There's only so many roads,
right? I guess they're based kind of in the Washington area, so there must be a bunch of roads there.
Yeah.
But in Albuquerque, there's only two ways I can get to my house.
Yeah. See, that's it. I'm like, no, I'm taking Paseo,
I can vary the way to get to my neighborhood.
Yeah.
But then once I get in my neighborhood, I got to turn left.
Right.
And I got to turn left again.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Right into my driveway.
So, yeah. Apparently, my life's boring.
Yeah, mine too.
It's pretty much
mine
it.
Mine too.
It was completely, except you was wrong, because this is the last week of football practice, so there.
There.
I won't be taking my kids to practice next week.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't know me.
Then they start basketball.
Yeah, and then they start basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but when you get like me, when your kids are old enough, they can take themselves to places.
Ah, see.
Then they have to be safe, and I can stay in the safety of my own home and watch reruns of NCIS.
So you go around the state. You get to talk to youths.
I do. Yeah.
I have an interesting story here, and I want to talk about this because we always talk about children honoring and obeying their parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's right.
Yeah,
that's what Scripture says we're called to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Called to honor and obey. Now, the flip side of that is, what is the responsibility of the parents to love and honor and cherish their children? Because I'm reading this story happening right now, and I'm torn. Okay. A 12-year-old is suing her parents. 12 years old, suing her parents. She filed a lawsuit against her mom and dad after sustaining severe injuries from a drunk driving accident caused by the mother. Mom and dad were both drunk, driving the daughter.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, okay, the car is owned by the dad. The mom was driving, so she's suing them both, saying, hey, you guys put me in danger. I'm your daughter. You're supposed to take care of me. And she almost lost her life due to her parents' poor judgment. And so now she's taking them to court. What say you?
What say you? Guilty.
It's weird, right? I mean, how do you? Because this is one of those, you know, it's always a children. You honor, you respect, you obey your parents. But then on the flip side of that, parents, you have an obligation. I mean, we're called in Scripture. My wife reminds me regularly not to egg on our children, not to,
My wife has to remind me of that as well.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
It must be a dad thing.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's because they're so cute when they're giggling and we're tickling them.
Yeah, you know? This is a scripture you need to, like, just write down now.
Yeah.
I just need to get it tattooed on my arm.
Yeah.
Actually, okay, I kind of feel like it's going to be opposite. I kind of feel like Kelly is going to be telling you these things.
It's true.
That's kind of, I don't even know Kelly, but I'm kind of feeling that too.
Smart aleck.
Yeah. The other day, my niece was over, and she wasn't paying attention to me. I was like, Anaya, how are you? Anaya, how are you? Anaya, how are you? She wouldn't be. I'm like, listen to me.
So Scripture tells us not to provoke your children.
Yeah.
And
I'm not.
Yeah,
that
so
one.
You're not. We can't, like.
What's
so,
funny is when your kids start quoting that scripture to you.
Oh, man.
Just don't
Dad,
teach them that one.
It says right here in Ephesians.
You're not supposed to
do not
provoke
exasperate
me.
Your children. I am exasperated now. You did this to me.
Wow. Yeah. So see, your kids are calling you to task.
Yeah.
They're like,
well, they haven't done it to me because I'm, you know, I'm a nice.
You're a stellar dad.
Yes.
Stellar. Absolutely.
That's a great word. I'm going to use stellar.
So apparently, man, the accident occurred in November 2007. Faith was 7 years old at the time. Her mom was binge drinking, crashed the Beamer into an embankment, killing.
Oh, they drive a Beamer? They can afford it.
Yo, dude, it gets worse. Killing her little sister, who was six, her friend, who was nine. The brother was also injured, but like Faith, survived the crash. Apparently she has a history of the mom has a history of chronic alcoholism, and at the time of the accident had been banned from driving after two previous DUIs.
Yeah.
So the daughter survived, but suffered serious spinal injuries, which left her in a cast for 10 weeks. She later spent 3 months in therapy over the death of her sister. And so here it is 5 years later, and she's decided to file a lawsuit through her grandfather against both her mother and her father for physical and psychological damage. So the question is, man, what responsibility do we have as parents? And is this acceptable?
Well, I don't know.
This is tough, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I can answer the question whether it's acceptable or not. Well, I'd have to do some real thinking about that.
A lot of times you hear, honor your parents, children, obey your parents,
yes,
respect
yes,
your parents, yes, love your parents. What happens when your parents are complete idiots?
Right, right.
And this is what they do.
I do have a question. I don't know if it's in the story or not.
Yeah.
Was there any kind of, that kind of an accident like that? That sounds like some charges of vehicular homicide should have come on.
Yeah, the little girl.
In other words, the mom, if she was not arrested and put in jail and put on trial for that, she should have been.
Right.
So that's different. If that was true,
right.
This is all just off the top of my head and just hearing this just now for the first time, that if the mom was arrested and actually has spent or is currently spending time in jail for vehicular homicide, then I say the lawsuit is not that great of an idea.
Yeah.
But if nothing happened, then I still don't know that it's a great idea.
Right.
Because, I the Bible's pretty clear about honoring and obeying parents.
It doesn't say unless.
Unless. That's exactly right.
Right.
Right. Now, you know, there is a thing where if your parents are telling you to do something illegal, then I would say you probably need to draw that line. But
here's the sad statistic. Faith, this daughter, not alone in being a childhood victim of drinking and driving. In the United States, more than two-thirds of children fatally injured in car accidents were riding with drunk drivers. Yeah.
It's not their fault. They're just in the car.
Oh, we were hit by a drunk driver. Yeah. No, parents drinking and driving.
Yeah.
According to a report by the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, and the crazy, you know, kids don't have the option of opting out of the ride. That's their ride. That's their parents. I guess back in March, a mom in Iowa was allegedly so impaired on the road that her 15-year-old daughter... Paramore.
Wow.
My tongue is numb. Well, my chai is really cold.
Yeah.
I got a nice chai.
Yeah.
And it's freezing
outside.
Not
a good idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Hot chai is good, too.
I'm leaving my jacket on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have my gloves on still and a scarf.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch, and joining us in studio, Pastor Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so earlier we were talking about mistaken identity, and I wanted to get back to this subject because unbelievable. This 41-year-old car washer from northeastern Brazil shocked his family by showing up at his own funeral. His family, I guess, said, gotten a phone call from the police. Hey, we believe we have your child here, your 41-year-old child. Need you to come identify him. They went down to the morgue. This local man had been murdered. Yep, that's him. Ah! So they have this wake, and at the wake, he showed up because he was like, wait, what? He was walking down the street. Somebody said, dude, I'm headed to your wake. I thought you were dead.
Wouldn't that be crazy if somebody said, I heard you were dead? Oh, I hear that all the time.
Right.
No, it's happening right now.
Right. Yeah. Your wake is happening as we speak. So he called. I guess he called first, they thought he was being a, you know, like some prankster,
some jerk
pranking him. So he got hung up on.
That's so wrong.
So he actually went down, showed up at his own wake, and said, hey, guys, I'm alive. Pinch me. So he hadn't seen his family for about 4 months, I guess, until then. So maybe that's why. How? I don't know how you can do that.
Yeah.
So his mother said some of those attending the wake fainted. Others ran in fear.
Yeah. He's a ghost.
So, yeah. But it's unbelievable. So we're talking about stories of mistaken identity, or if you have stories of rising from the grave, those are cool too. I'll accept those. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? So, absolutely. Have you ever been mistaken for anybody else?
I don't. I was thinking on the way in here because I heard this first part before I got to the radio station, and I have been mistaken an identity. I mean, someone thought I was someone else. They mistook me for someone who actually cared. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You know, that was a lot funnier when we were talking about it. When we were talking about it coming over from SoPo. As soon as I'm so glad you did that rim shot, because I was like, that just died. That might as well, that should have just been dead air. That should have just been dead air.
I also had crickets.
Oh, that would have been even better, because then I would have been mistaken for somebody who has a sense of humor.
Hey!
Yeah, there we go.
You're just full of them this morning.
Yeah, I am.
Static!
What's up, guys?
What up?
So, I got a cool story of mistaken identity, but it's actually my buddy, and he doesn't listen to Static Radio, so I'm going to rat him out.
Sounds good to us.
That's totally great. Cool with me.
Awesome.
That's the kind of friend I am.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
He's a police officer in a certain small city that is to the northwest of Albuquerque.
Okay.
And he was at Walmart with his wife. And his wife had gotten into different aisles. You know, he was in one aisle, his wife was in another. So he goes up to the aisle that his wife was in, and he walks up and slaps her on the butt. And he goes, hey, babe.
No way.
Not his bow shot, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my greatest fear.
And his wife was like 75 feet away just watching it.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh. That is messed up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, buddy. There we go.
Yeah. Isn't that just like a dude, though? Because yeah. you showed up with your wife to the place.
Okay.
You know, you have to have known what she was wearing.
That's
and
what
yet,
I'm saying.
Obviously, they weren't
dudes,
wearing the exact same
attention.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, I think that's just a guy thing.
Yeah.
I obviously. Have a story.
My wife would kick my butt.
Yeah, right?
There would be no wife. There would be no wife watching and smiling. She would have been chucking at me from the aisle.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Oh, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
So I have a story, and like that guy, that's not my story. But and I wasn't even there for it. It was told to me by the person. So I'm not even going to tell you who it is because...
We know this person?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not me.
It's not you.
It's not me.
It's not either of you.
It's not me.
But he's... Okay, so he's at a family function, and he's talking to his wife, who is standing directly across from him. Standing next to him is his wife's sister.
Okay.
Having a conversation with his wife. Talking to his wife. Grabs his sister-in-law, kisses her, and continues talking to his wife.
Wait, what?
No way.
How
really?
How does that happen?
Right. He just thought... Oh, this is my wife. It, like, it just confused him.
Wait.
It's a guy
he's
thing.
Talking. His wife is standing he's
across from
conversing
him.
Conversing with her.
Talking to his wife.
Oh, man. Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't sound like mistaken identity.
Oh, you know who it is. And you would, if I when I tell you who it is off air, because I'm not going to say it on air, you will say, okay.
No! No, okay. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Okay,
he just wanted to kiss the sister-in-law.
Right!
That's what he wanted. He wanted to kiss the sister-in-law.
No way!
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give a little look.
Can I see that?
No, can't see it. Yeah, you can. You can.
I don't have my glasses on. I can't read
it. Okay, can you read that?
Not out loud.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
I don't know him.
Okay, that's cool. Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand how that works.
Talking to his wife.
I still think he just wanted to kiss the sister.
Static.
Hi, I have one of the freakiest stories ever.
Yeah. All right.
So, we were on the, on the grounds, whatever you want to call it, where I live, and the cops kind of show up. They were looking for this one girl. I guess it was cops and CYFD, and they were looking for this one girl, and they ended up picking up the other girl that was there. She had the same height, same basic features, you know, blonde, same age, but she was a completely different girl.
Right.
And so once they finally figured out, I guess they'd held her for a couple of days by then, by the time they figured out that they had the wrong girl, they decided to keep her anyway for neglect.
Wow.
I know. It took a long time and a lot of litigation for that to be sorted out. But
wow.
Man.
It is unbelievable. Thanks for the call.
You say I'm proud.
All right. Mistaken identity. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. If you're just joining us, a 41-year-old car washer in northeastern Brazil shocked his family members by showing up at his own wake. I guess his family was called down to the morgue to identify a body. This man had been murdered, and sure enough, they're like, that's my boy! I still don't get that.
I don't either.
I don't understand. You're like staring over this body, and...
Unless people look different when they're dead. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
Because when I've done funerals... I don't know. I'm just trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Right. I'm trying to encourage them a little.
Unless when you die, face turns into a completely different person.
Because you're different gray. You're a different color because you don't have blood. And
right. Right.
I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. Where is this conversation gone?
Well, I tell you what. I'll back up. I remember an actual thing that I did when I was in high school. We had just moved from Virginia to New Mexico. And there was a friend of mine in Virginia, a guy named Ralph. That's all I can remember is his first name.
You're right.
So the way he looked, his face and everything. And then I was in the hallways of this high school in Alamogordo, the mid-high, 9th and 10th grade. And I'm walking, and I see this guy, and I think, that's Ralph. Looked just like Ralph.
Right.
But I didn't tap him on the shoulder. I can't even say this. I walked up kind of next to him, kind of like I was off his shoulder, and I whispered his name. So I'm like this. I'm up here, and I'm going, Ralph. Ralph.
Ralph.
And he never turned around, so I guess it wasn't Ralph.
Right.
And I found out that guy's name was, you know, Tom, something not even close to Ralph.
Right.
Later on, I found out who he was. But
yeah, at least you didn't.
At least I didn't go.
Smack
Ralph,
him,
I missed you so much.
Yeah.
But I am sort of a stalker, coming up whispering Ralph in his ear.
Ralph. Amazing.
Well, I just can't believe I just recalled that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number, talking about mistaken identity stories.
Ralph, if you're out there, call me.
Oh, man.
Michael on Facebook says, yeah, my niece and nephews always call me Uncle Steve when they came to see me. Then when they went back home, they would spend a day or two calling my brother Uncle Mikey. Poetic justice for all the Mikey likes it jokes I grew up to.
Dude. Me and my brother look a lot alike.
What about as children?
People think we're twins.
Okay.
Like, people think we're twins. I don't get that, and he doesn't get that. We like, look at each other, and it's like, there's no way I'm way more attractive than you. But he's me stung by bees. That's what I always say, because he's, like, super, like, weightlifter guy. Like, I got to, you know, build my muscle mass, and I'm benching this much. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. I don't care. So people always mistake us for each other, but it got weird when, like, that's it. Our kids, when they were, like, really little, would call me like Uncle Scotty, or they would call him Dad, or they would call, you know what I mean? Or I would be Dad, you know what I mean? But our kids were like, wow, this is just confusing. So we stopped hanging out. Right. I'm just kidding.
That's a great way to avoid the problem.
Just don't hang out with family anymore. Static.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Morning.
So this isn't like a severe case of mistaken identity, but I do it all the time. Whenever I see somebody that I think I know, I'm like, oh, it's that bitch. Oh, that's not you. I'm a from here and there now because I'm maybe the wrong person.
Yes,
and now
dude.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
So I always do that. Anyway, that's just a minor case.
There you go. All right, man. Amazing. I remember one time I was driving down Wyoming. I lived off Paseo in Wyoming at the time. And I was sure I saw my friend Jimmy, who drives a white Mustang, black tinted window. So I'm like honking and like getting his attention, bro, all this stuff. Well, the guy starts following me. So I'm like, oh, sweet, Jimmy's, you know. So I get all the way home and he gets there and pulls up behind me.
Oh, no.
And I get out of the car and realize this dude that just followed me all the way to my house is not Jimmy. And he just saw me like
angry,
honking and like flagging him down. And so he thought like something was wrong with this car and so follows me all the way to my house and then realizes, oh, you're not, I don't know you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go inside now. Yeah.
And this is not really my house.
Since
you followed me here, this is a friend's
this
house.
This is my friend's house. Yeah,
in fact, I'm going to get in my car now and go back
to where. Leave to my home because this isn't it.
But don't follow me because I don't know you.
It was so awkward.
Oh, sure. That's hilarious.
Oh, it's the worst. So, mistaken identity stories, facebook.com/mystaticradio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Can't get worse than this, though. 41-year-old dude in Brazil who shocked his family when he showed up at his own wake because his family mistook him for another dead guy in the morgue.
Yeah.
They were asked to identify him. They went down to the morgue. They looked at him. Yep, that's our boy.
I wonder, did he go right in or did he stand in the back and listen to all the nice things people said about him?
I would love that.
I want to hear what everybody has to say. I don't know if I want to hear that or not.
It would all be canceled out once they found out you were alive.
Yeah, see, I would totally have to wear like a beanie and sunglasses and go sit in the back for a few minutes and just be like, all right.
So nice.
That was good. You're still on the Christmas
card. And you're so
list.
Moved.
Okay.
When they have an open mic, you move. Yeah. You go to the front to get.
That would be amazing.
Go up and give a eulogy on yourself.
I would do that.
I knew him so well. Excuse me.
That would be incredible.
It was like we were connected.
Yeah. That'd be the best way to tell your family. Are you kidding me?
Surprise!
I think they would be just furious at that point.
Yeah, they'd be angry.
Oh, man. I don't think anybody would be happy to see me after that.
Well, but if they would be initially angry, sure, and understandably.
Yeah.
But after that, they'd be overjoyed that you're not the one in the casket.
You should be more angry if your family mistook
you for a
complete. They're like, that doesn't look anything like
you
me.
Open the casket. Dude.
Yeah.
He's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Heather. Where have you been?
Hey, I'm student teaching, so I have no life.
Oh, dude, we miss you.
I know. I have to tell you, this mistaken identity, it's really funny. It's kind of a sick joke on young children. But, so Jeremy, my husband, is a pilot, right?
Right.
And so when the kids are little, you take them to the flight dock. But the problem is in the waiting room, there's a sea of flight suits. And, like, all these babies are, and all these young kids are walking around, and they're like, you're not my dad. You're not my dad. You're not my dad. And you're, like, constantly, like, you didn't know. So, like, all the moms are like, I'm so sorry. And we're, like, trying to separate the flight suits from the, like, this total scaffold.
That's right.
It's awful. But it's kind of, I mean, I, with my sense of humor, I think it's a little bit. I kind of think it's funny. But my kids would go to the doctor, and they would come out, and they would have, like, tears. And they'd be like, I don't understand where my dad is.
Amazing.
That's a great story.
That voice.
I've wondered where she was.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard her.
We've missed her.
Yeah, we have.
That's so good she called in. That's cool. And I'm glad I was here when it happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good old Heather. Hasn't called in a while.
I know.
Missed that.
You know, that she was telling the story about the flight suits, and they all look the same, the kids. I've had that happen, not because I was wearing it, the same thing, everything, but I was a tall person. An adult person in a room of little ones.
Right.
And this little girl at the church, she just came up and wrapped herself around my leg. I mean, she's no taller than my knee.
No. Right.
Wrapped herself around my leg like I could tell she thought I was her daddy.
Right.
And because my kids are there too. And she looks up at me and realizes, she goes, I'm sure if she could, you know, speak where you could understand her, then she would have said, oh, excuse me.
Right.
You are not my father.
I apologize.
Yes, but instead she goes, right. And I said, no, sweetie, it's okay. You can hug me. I'm a dad, too. And then her dad, of course, he and I are friends. He's standing right there.
Amazing.
It's sad for her, but it is, like Heather said, it's hilarious
it's
when
hilarious.
That happens. Yeah, I feel bad for the child, but it was pretty funny.
Absolutely.
The look on her face.
Okay, I'm going to go to completely scary and not funny at all.
Oh,
Kevin
no.
just posted on Facebook. He said, yes, an undercover cop got jumped and beat up in a diner's parking lot for it. I was in college at the time.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
No, that's not
no.
good.
That's some pretty gnarly mistaken identity.
Yeah, he apparently wasn't an undercover cop at all.
Yeah.
So he was in college.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah.
Lee, not awesome.
Not awesome
it
at all.
It could be worse. Your family could think you were a dead guy.
Well, he almost was.
Right? Yeah. Oh, man.
That is,
if you're just joining us, 41-year-old car washer from northeastern Brazil shocked his family by turning up at his own wake after his family mistakenly identified a murdered local dude at the morgue as him. It's unreal to me. I don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But he said, guys, I'm alive. Pinch me. Everybody.
Did he actually say that? Or
yeah,
that's
what it says. I said, guys, I'm alive. Pinch me.
Oh, my goodness.
He told this news website he had not seen his family for about 4 months until that point. And his mother said, quote, it was a fright. I'm very happy because what mother has a son that they say is dead then turns up alive. There's you know, a couple moms in history.
Yeah.
One's named Mary.
Yes.
The other one's name is not in the Bible, so
it's
I don't know.
It's not named, but it is. Now, that's one I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Or Lazarus, but there's another one where Jesus raises that kid from the...
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple,
huh?
The funeral procession.
Yeah.
Always invite Jesus to a funeral.
Right.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
Right. Either he's going to show up with a lot of extra wine,
or what
your
about,
kid's going to wake up, I'm just kidding.
Or what about when that dude fell asleep during Paul's sermon and he fell out of the window?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That he
booyah.
He made it.
Paul,
so.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't make it. Paul prayed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine Paul, man. Imagine being there. You're like, bro, really? Like, do I want to do this? He just fell asleep
on my sermon,
yo.
I was preaching, and he fell asleep.
So I'm boring to you now?
Or if Paul's like me, he's going, man, I really got to improve my speaking
right?
skills. I gotta interject more humor.
A dude just
died. Maybe if I had a PowerPoint presentation.
That's where the 3-point sermon
with my
came
sermon,
from.
That's right. If I had PowerPoint.
Well, he was preaching all right. Night.
No, okay.
Oh, that's true.
That's why it got cut down. After that, I was like, okay, 3 points.
All
they're all gonna be uniform. All the points have to start with the same letter.
That's right. That's funny. I've actually used
perseverance. Protection. Personality. How do we bring this relevant personality?
Personality. I've had a kid, a couple of them, fall asleep. Not very many.
Right? Because you're
as you
eloquent.
Can tell,
I mean, you're incredible.
I'm extremely eloquent. I can't even think of the words I want to use right now. But he was kind of dozing off, I could tell, during the thing. And he came up later to apologize. He said, Sam, I'm so sorry. I've been up. He's been working on projects and stuff.
Right.
And I usually, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
It really doesn't. Because, you know, there's things going on in life. So anyway, he comes up and apologizes. I said, dude. No worries, because, you know, remember that guy fell asleep during Paul's sermon, and I said, at least you didn't, you know, fall out of a window, and I didn't have to bring you back to life.
Right.
So he kind of laughed. Can you do that?
Right.
No, dude, just get back to sleep.
Just
get back to sleep.
Can you do that?
Static!
Yeah, I'm calling about the mistaken identity.
Yes.
My brother-in-law, back when he was in college, he and, like, three of his buddies were coming home after Bible study. They get pulled over, and before they know it, there's, like, half a dozen squad cars around them, and they're on their knees with their hands behind their back.
No way!
After about 2 hours on the asphalt, they let him go and explain, oh, these guys, there were 4 guys dressed like almost exactly like you driving the same naked model of car who just robbed a bank.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Wow. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's freaky.
So what'd they do with the money? I'm just kidding. So after they got away.
Did that ink bag explode
right,
all over them?
Right. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Just before 8 o'clock, we got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got the Black Keys. Nice little culture shock there.
Sounds good.
And, of course, more of Sam Swan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Anchor and Braille, find me right here on Static, kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going. How you guys doing?
I'm great.
Yeah, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico hanging out with us this morning.
Hanging out. Loving hanging out.
We've been talking about mistaken identity. Got a bunch of stories on Facebook. You can get there, read them. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, we always, you know, we always kind of take a serious turn.
Yeah.
We did earlier.
We
talked
earlier.
A little bit about that. If you missed it, check out the podcast. Talked a little bit about it. This 12-year-old suing her parents. Interesting story, to say the least.
If my kids did that, they wouldn't get anything, but...
See, that's the thing.
I'm just saying, I've been a youth pastor my whole life. There's no way.
Right, right, exactly. What are you going to take? A dog?
I've got 12 Bibles.
Right.
Different translations. You can have one of those.
You can have one of those.
But I give those away, so...
Right. Incredible. All right. I want to talk about this real quick. Have you heard about the Massachusetts Supreme Court... This has been an issue for a very long time. We are one nation under God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Massachusetts Supreme Court has agreed to hear what could be a landmark case against the Pledge of Allegiance. A family of secular humanists are arguing that the phrase under God violates the state's constitutional ban on religious discrimination. This isn't the national, you know, but it's been in before it went to... the U.S. Supreme Court, they shot it down back in, I think, 2004, saying it didn't violate separation of church and state. But this is taking a different angle. This is going to the Massachusetts Supreme Court saying, hey, there's a state constitutional ban on religious discrimination. A lower court had ruled that the phrase wasn't discriminatory because it didn't hold one religion over another. But the court has agreed to consider the argument because these secular humanists say, well, you're talking about God, but what about us? That's discrimination against us because there is no God.
Yeah.
And so we got to be praying about this because this has actually made its way to the Massachusetts Supreme Court. And if somehow gets banned, I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah, that'd be weird.
That'd be really weird.
You know,
what about cash? What about our money and God we trust?
I know.
Are we going to have to change that?
I think that all the time.
Yeah.
Or think that often.
Yeah.
Not because I have a lot of money, but because just when that discussion comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, that is an interesting angle that they're taking.
Yeah.
I guess I don't understand discrimination completely, but how is it discriminating for the Pledge of Allegiance to have the phrase, one nation under God? Even if you don't believe in God, I don't understand how that's discriminating. I could see how if you don't believe in God, that's a problem for you. But is that really discriminatory? Is it really pushing you down and oppressing you and holding you back from living the American dream?
Right.
So, I mean, maybe I just don't really understand what discrimination means. In my mind, discrimination is denying somebody a right to something that they have as an American citizen,
right.
Like the right to vote or the right to have a bear arms or
right.
Wear long sleeves, whatever they want to do.
Right.
That we should have had a...
I got,
thanks.
Yeah.
Where are you? Where's my sound effects?
Bear arms.
Where's my sound effects
sleeve.
Guy? Come on.
That was so bad, the sound effects guy fell asleep.
That's another example. Well, I hope he didn't fall out of a window.
Yeah.
Because if he did, I'm not healing him. He deserves it. No, that's just not. That's not funny. I'm sorry. We're trying to be serious. Okay, I'll go back. I'll go back to being serious. Sorry about that. But seriously, I think that I just don't understand why they think that's discriminatory. I get it.
Well,
I get why they are upset about
it.
I don't agree with it, but I understand why they would be upset. But I don't see why that would be considered discrimination.
Right.
You know?
I think it's just the wrong word. They're using the wrong word.
I guess so. And maybe it's because they're just trying to find another angle. Because
maybe
what
offensive.
If,
offensive
what
if, wasn't a good enough
I'm
angle.
If I'm walking through the streets of Boston and I've got a t-shirt on that says Jesus loves you, am I being discriminatory towards a person who doesn't believe in Jesus? Am I, just by wearing that t-shirt, am I discriminating against you because I'm wearing it and walking past you on the sidewalk? I just don't get that discrimination.
Maybe instead of discrimination, we should replace it with the word conviction, because I think a lot of times people get convicted
and
it makes them upset because they don't like this. I don't like the way this makes me feel.
And rather than examine their life and maybe pursue and try to find out what this whole God thing is about,
right?
They react in the opposite way, which I get that too. I mean, you know, the spiritual man, I mean, the unspiritual cannot understand the spiritual things because they're just not there. And so I do think that they're getting creative in the way that folks are getting creative in the way that they're trying to get rid of things like that. Because that's a fine line of religious liberty also.
Right. Yeah.
Are you going to, that's just another way of chipping away at the religious liberty that we, and you know, you can worship whatever you want. If you don't want to worship anything, that's fine, but don't get upset because it says
One nation under God,
or in God we trust. Do they not carry cash anymore?
Good question.
They're going to go after that next.
Right.
And if they have to reprint all that money, that's going to cost a lot of money to reprint all the money.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe even those folks are like, you know what, we don't want that on the money, but we realize how much it would cost to change that, and we already have enough taxes, and we're $1 trillion in debt.
Right.
Yeah. So,
who
go
knows,
vote.
Man?
Yeah, I don't. That's just I hadn't heard that angle before.
Yeah, I don't. I guess the discrimination could come in that we're one nation under God, but these people are citizens of this nation, but don't consider themselves under God because they don't believe in God. Therefore, you're discriminating against them because they're not included in the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's a stretch.
But, it's not. But
yeah,
it's,
I'm just trying to get inside the mind of a moron.
But if you're right,
Steve-O, get on our side.
If you're right, then it's a stretch. If you're right, then for them it's a stretch.
I didn't mean that. I meant an ignorant person about that.
Yes.
Because that's where the word agnostic.
Paul
Ramos.
Uninformed, yes.
Yeah. Without
Moron
knowledge.
Was a little harsh. I apologize.
Well,
I apologize.
Steve-O, I'm surprised that you might say something that would be a little harsh.
Yeah.
That really just surprised. Well,
thankfully, I bit my tongue and didn't say what I wanted to say.
I just lied right here on the air. I'm not surprised by that at all.
Okay, good.
Which is part of the thing that makes you exciting.
Right.
You know, we like being around you because sometimes we don't know what's going to come out of your mouth.
You never know what I'm going to say.
True.
You know what I'm going to say now, though, because it's 8:14, which means time for
traffic.
There you go.
There's an accident on I-25 north at Gibson, exit 222. closed due to road construction, Comanche at San Mateo, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And, yeah, order the Great Pumpkin. It's my fave now. I love it.
For the moment.
For the moment.
It's only seasonal.
It's seasonal, yeah. So.
That's how I do, though.
I love all this pumpkin stuff that comes out.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. They have pumpkin muffins there.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got pumpkin everything over there right now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm not so much into the eggnog ones.
No, I'm not.
I like the pumpkin
stuff. Not so much eggnog, but the pumpkin
stuff. Not even
anywhere. Pumpkin bread, pumpkin muffins, pumpkin scones, whatever you can find. Pumpkin cookies.
I know
that sounds weird, but pumpkin cookies with a little bit of chocolate chip.
Oh, I love those.
So good.
There's a local grocery store that I will not mention right now that makes them, and they are brilliant.
Tell me off air.
I will.
Are they a last name?
Are they on the shelf right now?
Yes.
Are they a last name?
And they're like pumpkin.
Is it a common American name?
I have one near my house. I'm stopping on the way home today. They're like these pumpkin cookies that are like really soft and there's chocolate.
They're kind of puffy.
Yeah.
I've had those.
Those are the best.
I've had those.
Those are my favorite.
If I remember next week.
Yeah.
And if you're here next week, if Chrissy doesn't have a baby.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, my stomach.
I will try to remember to bring you a cookie.
Did you just say your stomach?
Yeah.
We're having a baby.
I know. I think... How exciting for you guys. This would be amazing. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
What are you going to do? You are so selfish.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Oh, that's right, because she's going to have to drive solo.
Yeah, so Mitch. That's her thing. That's why she's freaking out.
Mitch,
yes.
Stop being so selfish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
This totally unrelated to anything we've been talking about, but it just struck me as funny.
Yeah.
Like several things this morning.
Yeah.
You said, we're on radio, and you said that's your look at traffic.
That's your hear, your
that's your
listen of, at traffic.
Could we just say that is
traffic?
That's a report on traffic? That's, come on,
that's
I'm looking for accuracy. Did he teach you that?
Yes, and that's how he always did it.
Well, technically, there is a webcam. But if you're driving, you can't access, well, you can, probably, on your smartphone.
Which is so dangerous.
Which is not very smart. So I'm just saying, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not being critical. I'm just asking the question.
Wow. Well, you know what you sound like? You sound like the people going to the Supreme Court.
Oh.
Technicality of words.
The M word.
Yeah.
You're going to call me that too? The M word? The moron?
I'm like, what? I already forgot.
He already moved on.
Love keeps no record of
wrongs. Love keeps no record of wrongs.
And he forgot.
And Steve-O keeps no record of his wrongs either.
Of course not. As far as the East is from the West, bro.
Of course, it is on the podcast. So if you want.
Oh, gosh.
Love keeps no record of wrongs, but our podcast sure
does, baby.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
That's right.
Yeah. MyStaticRadio.com. Get there. Check that out. Amazing. Got the brand newest from Carol Hood for you. A song's called Remission. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us right now. Amazing.
Yeah.
Steve on Mitch in the morning.
Static Radio.
No, I can say everything. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio, I'm sorry. Called Remission. Static Radio, good morning. Love that band.
Good morning. Yeah, what
Under Oath, Tall Heart, and Nate Young from Amberlin.
Yeah.
So, members of those three bands.
And they just love making music, right? And so
yeah,
then
they
they're like,
here, it for free.
Have it.
Yeah.
It's yours. Just take it.
It's unreal.
That's a nice
Way
tune.
Too much talent.
I wish that music wasn't scary for me. Like, whenever I think about writing music, it just turns out terribly. Like, even in my mind, it's like, no, that's going to be bad. So I don't even put it on paper or try and sing it. But for people who just do
so
it.
So you bury your talent in the sand?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure there's a story about that in scripture somewhere.
I doubt it.
It's going to go very wrong for you.
Doubt it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't do that, Mitch.
It's gone wrong for me on stage before, so. Just saying.
At least you tried.
That seems to be a trend these days of guys in other bands getting together to play and making music, and it's like
it's
we're
connected.
Becoming one gigantic band.
Right.
It's all play, and it's cool. It's
really
cool when they do stuff like
totally
that. Either
different
it's a solo
stuff.
Project and stylistically they do it a little bit differently. Or it's kind of the same style because it's obviously that's the person who's also writing for the main group that
right.
they're in, and
yeah.
so there's that influence,
similar
that flavor comes in,
yeah.
but it's a different setting for them to do things.
I like it. I like
cool.
where it's going.
I think it's really a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think maybe people just have to keep doing it so they can actually eat and live.
I think you're right.
It's insane.
I think you're right.
So I was watching this documentary about the industry and how back in the day, you know, people would put out a record. They would perform, you know, 30 shows a year maybe.
Crazy rich.
50 shows a year. And yeah, exactly. And everything was great. And then the internet came along. And now, you know, they're out on the road 200 and something days a year.
Yeah.
Because shows are really the only way that they're actually going to recoup anything, because most people just steal the music.
Yeah.
But nobody thinks about that.
No,
you know
don't.
What I mean? Nobody thinks about what that does. You know, Steven, one of my dearest friends, I love that dude. And so when the new Amberlin record came out, I had it already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had it before it came out.
Right.
I still went to the store. I
yeah.
still picked it up because I want to support that, because I understand that, well, record labels, they can, whereas, you know, oh man, they're going to see 80 cents for that record. Who knows what they're going to see from
right.
that record.
Right.
But record labels do care and see, okay, this record sold this many. Okay, we'll keep this band on for the duration.
Right.
Or they'll get one more record. So that's another paycheck for
yeah.
my friends. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Didn't that happen to Waverly?
So, yeah. That. Well, they actually, they for a freshman release, they sold a really good chunk of records.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 25,000 copies they sold
wow.
of their first record because Praise and Adore was such
yeah.
a big worship song on like K-Love and Air One that they sold like 25,000 records immediately, and that still wasn't enough.
Wow.
They still got dropped.
Yeah.
And so they lost out on everything. I will
yeah.
never forget that week because it was so depressing. I just happened to be in Nashville for GMA, and it was really, it was a bummer, man. And they were like, okay, Lord, now what?
Yeah.
You know?
That's sad.
Yeah. And so and now, but nobody thinks about
there's
that.
There's such an oversaturation
right.
of artists.
Yeah.
Whether they sing Christian music or not, I mean,
right.
just across the board, there's an oversaturation
mm-hmm.
with the internet.
Right.
Some folks are on labels or not, and they don't, it's hard to make money off that
yeah.
anymore.
Now, on the flip side, the good news, the good side of that is now you don't have to be on a record label to get your music out there.
Right.
True.
Right.
Which
the
is
internet.
Cool, so it's more accessible, but the bummer
but
of that is...
it's tougher to make a living
yeah,
way.
It's it's
yeah.
really tough to make a living, because most people, well, if I can find it on the internet, why would I pay you for
exactly.
it?
Exactly. They don't understand, the average person, I don't think, doesn't understand that there's more than just the group that's getting money from that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that it's a there's an industry
yeah.
behind that
yeah.
that goes into that. That's
I mean,
why it costs that much money.
Absolutely.
Because this chunk of money is going to this part, and this chunk is going to this part.
Yeah.
So you got, if the songwriter is different than the singer, so the songwriter gets a chunk, the singer gets a chunk,
yep.
the band gets a chunk, and then the record company gets a giant chunk.
But, yeah.
Because that's, I guess, that's the way the world works.
Right.
But, well, like,
right.
for example, Jenny Simmons, who was the front lady for Addison Road.
Okay.
Addison Road is no longer a
yeah.
group. Jenny's trying to launch a solo career. I know her a little bit.
Okay.
Just from events that we have done together, and I even had Addison Road at one of our events.
Nice.
And she's wonderful. That whole band, they're just great folks.
Yeah.
But anyway, she released a new single, and she kind of put it out on Twitter. My single's available on iTunes now. So I went and I paid for it.
Right.
Jenny might have sent me a copy of it.
Right.
Just because she
yeah.
has given me a CD in the past.
Yeah.
But that's that same thing. She's a struggling singer-songwriter,
right.
especially now with a solo career. And I was like, well, my 99 cents for that song on iTunes is going to help her.
Right.
Not only, I mean, she's going to get a little bit of money from that. And it's a pennies for that one song.
Mm-hmm.
But if bunches and bunches of people
that's
buy
exactly
that, then
it.
The pennies add up and it helps her.
Yeah.
But it also shows the record company,
yep.
hey, look, she sold this many units
yep.
and at one time, and so that it looks for it that way. So.
And guess what? That actually works across the board for many other areas of life. Like right now, coming up Tuesday, there's something, we've been talking about this, we're going to keep talking about this. We early voted, but that's usually what we hear. Well, This artist isn't really going to get that much money from me. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. I'm just going to get it for free. Record labels are taking it all, so I'm not going to do anything about it. And that's the same as voting. A lot of people say, well, what difference is this going to make? I was kind of bummed with our comments we got on Facebook because we were asking the question, are you going to vote? Yeah. Have you voted?
Yeah.
We went and early voted. Most people, not going to. No biggie. We have an obligation.
Absolutely.
You know, we have an obligation as Christians to vote.
Yeah.
And we talked about that at length yesterday.
And if you don't vote,
don't complain.
Yeah, to
absolutely.
Me. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm voting today. I'm going to go today. There's an early voting station right near my house.
Yeah.
And on my way home this morning, I don't know if I'll do it this morning, but I am going to vote today.
The cool thing is. My cardboard spaceship adventure. Song called Farewell, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch, and she's somewhere, I'm sure. I'll find her. But that's okay, because joining us in studio right now, from GameAndMovieGuide.com, I just have to keep talking until I can find his intro music, because I can't find it. You know what? Because of the week that we're having, let's have that.
That's probably more apropos.
Yes, yes.
To use a big word.
Yo, from GameAndMovieGuide.com, welcome, my friend.
Dude, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I don't get a lot of sympathy when I say that.
Especially not for me right now.
Yeah, I know. At the end of a long week like this, and people are like, hey, how's your week going? It's like, man, I've been really busy. I'm just wiped out. I'm really tired. What have you been doing? Like, well, I caught a screening of Lincoln. I went to Wreck-It Ralph. I'm catching a screening of Flight. I've been working on Assassin's Creed 3. And reporting on Disney buying Lucasfilm. I also wrote a review for Medal of Honor Warfighter. And yeah, I'm just worn out. And people, they just give me the weirdest look. They're like, you did what for your busy week?
That's your job.
That is my job.
That's what you do.
And it can get tiring.
Right.
But I love it.
Right. You got to see an early screening of Lincoln and Wreck-It Ralph, and you're going to see Flight.
I mean,
you're
going to catch Flight today.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch Flight today.
You're going to catch Flight today.
To nowhere. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
That's the only time you can say you're going to catch a flight, and you're not actually going anywhere.
Yeah. Amazing. So some incredible screeners this week for you.
Yeah. It's been busy, and then next week we'll be working on the new James Bond film. We got a screening for that coming out, and it's just, it's a busy time of year.
It's
the winter tent pole season, so all the big films for the winter season are coming out. All the Oscar grabs are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's been crazy. I mean, it's I love this time of year. Like there's certain seasons that I just get really amped for. Winter and summer, not because of the weather
actual
necessarily,
weather.
But because of all that happens in my world of entertainment.
Right now, so. Oscar season, and then summer is the blockbuster season of awesomeness.
2015 could be the biggest blockbuster year of all time.
Avengers 2.
Now, this is assuming that this all happens.
Right.
Because, you know, this is a little more than 2 years out.
Yeah.
All right. So there's still things that could get shuffled around. But tentatively, what we have for 2015 right now is Avengers 2.
Justice League.
Oh, man. And Star Wars Episode 7. Tentatively. Could be coming out in 2015. Can you imagine? That is going to be.
People are literally just going to live on the sidewalk of the movie theater.
You're never going to have to leave line.
Right.
you're just going to
live there.
You're going to get into the queue to go into Avengers, and as soon as you're done with that, jump into the one for Justice League, and as soon as you're done with that, jump into the one for Star Wars, which you'll have to camp out for 3 months ahead of time to be the first ones to see Star Wars Episode 7 when it comes out. And so, yeah, I mean, the big thing that happened this week is Disney bought Lucasfilm.
Right.
So I already had all this other stuff happening this week.
Right.
I'm like busy. And that news broke. My first reaction was, man, that's so much more work for me to cover.
I ran back to your office and just laid down
just
on the
passed
floor.
Out on the floor. And I'm thinking, I don't believe this.
Yeah.
What's your source? Cite your source. I'm looking it up. Okay, I got two sources. That's not enough. I still don't believe it.
Yeah.
All right, three sources are reporting on this. All right, okay, I guess this is actually happening. So, yeah, Disney bought Lucasfilm, which is pretty major. And one of the things that we worked on this week is we went through and kind of broke it down what we know, what we're speculating on. Because this covers movies, TV, video games, comic books. And so we went through each of those categories, and we didn't even cover theme parks and other stuff. And this is just the media stuff. And kind of went through, it was like, okay, what does this mean for movies? What does it mean for video games like Star Wars 1313?
What does it mean for Dark Horse?
What does it mean for Dark Horse Comics? Doesn't mean anything good for them.
No.
They've been pretty reticent to talk much about it because I think they know
Marvel's about to take over.
Yeah. Which is kind of ironic because Marvel was the ones that published Star Wars comics back when the Star Wars movies first came out.
Okay, let me explain this to you, Mitch, because your
Dark Horse
your face is
Dark
like, I don't understand.
Dark Horse is a comic book
there publisher. Are another, okay, so you have Marvel, you mm-hmm. have DC, completely different
Dark
companies.
Horse.
Dark Horse is one of the lower end of the totem pole, okay. But it also houses like Hellboy. It houses the Star Wars franchise right
for
now.
Yeah.
It houses
how
a lot
happen?
Of, right. And so Marvel is owned by Disney. Now, Star Wars owned by Disney. So you can assume that Dark Horse is about to lose everything for Star Wars. And they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, and then
okay, now you're caught.
Okay, good.
So then you have TV, you know, you have Clone Wars, which right now is on the Cartoon Network,
right.
which is actually part of a conglomeration that is Warner Brothers and DC Comics,
right.
and they're all in the same. That's why Cartoon Network has the DC Nation that block that they do. So you can assume that my assumption is season 5 of the Clone Wars is going on right now. I think that will finish its run on the Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
If it changes, you know, they do like a mid-season hiatus like a lot of shows do. It could possibly change then. I don't think that would be the best move for business-wise for anybody. So I'm thinking they'll probably finish out season 5 on Cartoon Network, and then season 6, which is in production now, will probably show up on
Disney XD. Yeah.
I think that's very likely. And as far as the live-action Star Wars show, which is still in early stages of production, can you imagine this? A Star Wars live-action show as part of primetime on ABC.
Right.
Because Disney owns ABC.
Right.
That would be amazing.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Disney owns everything. I just can't wait for SportsCenter with Darth Vader.
Didn't you find out? I mean, Disney owns us now. They just bought us out, and you're gonna have to wear Mickey Mouse ears while you're working.
Oh, good. No, not that Disney owns everything, but are you sure that would be good? Star Wars?
I don't know if it would be good. I mean, Star Wars has a lot of appeal, so obviously you'll have an audience. Would it work in primetime television? I'm not entirely sure.
I'm afraid it's only going to appeal to children.
You know what? I don't know if it would only appeal to children. It depends on how they approach it, because there's been a lot of talk about it being more of a mature type of storytelling. I mean, think about the appeal of something like Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. I mean, that became known as one of the best dramas on TV.
Right.
It happened to be sci-fi.
Right.
It happened to involve robots and Cylons and all that type of stuff. But it gained a reputation as just being straight up excellent drama and broke out of its genre. I think the same could be done with Star Wars if it's handled properly, where it could become known as it's a great drama on television. Will it do that? Who knows?
Yeah, there's a gajillion Star Wars nerds who are going to watch it, so who cares?
So it doesn't matter what network you put it on. So, yeah, there's a lot going on with that, and we'll keep you up to date as soon as we find out more. One of the things that hasn't been talked about, what's going to happen with Indiana Jones, and things get a little muddier there because Paramount really owns distribution rights for Indiana Jones and rights to films and whatnot, even though it is an outlet of Lucasfilm. So I wouldn't expect to see much happen on the Indiana Jones front with Disney anytime soon.
Yeah.
And even if they did, I mean,
Paramount.
Could anyone... Yeah, exactly. Could anyone really take Harrison Ford's place? He's 70 now, and I just don't see him doing any more Indiana Jones films. I mean, sooner or later, you're just going to stop believing that Indiana Jones can do that when he's, you know, using a walker.
Whatever, Die Hard 9.
Right?
Man, yeah, that trailer for that new one.
Yeah!
I'm like, wow, they're really going back to square one with this one, and that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah, Die Hard 9 coming out in February.
Or 5, it's 5,
it's
right?
5, yeah, Die Hard 5. We haven't gotten to 9 just yet.
Not yet.
Not quite there yet.
Well, you just don't want to see, I mean, it's also been announced this week that it got lost in the shuffle, but Schwarzenegger reprising his role
as
Conan.
Coming back as Conan. It's pretty
huge. When she started off, you know what I mean? This is, how many years has it been?
A long time.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger got going with Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
They have announced that he is reprising that role as like old Conan, basically. Rocky made the comeback really old and late.
Yep.
I think of all of these actors we've said, If anybody can pull it off, Harrison Ford could still pull it off.
Oh, I think he could.
He was great in Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, no, he could. I think he could, but time's against him. I mean, he's 70 now. There's no movement on. There's no movement on a new Indiana Jones. So you're looking maybe 3, 4, 5 years before they even get that done. Then he's 75.
Right.
And that's almost 80.
That's gosh, dude.
Good math.
Thank you. I'm rounding up.
Thank you. Thank you for tossing that in.
I'm just pointing that out.
Just so the class can keep up.
Oh, man.
So, if you were rounding, that would be 80.
Good job. That's right. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff that's going to be coming out of that in the near future. We haven't talked about theme park stuff. Can you imagine going to, like, Jabba's Palace in Disneyland?
No, right. Exactly. They could
have their
own
park. Who needs
Space
Mountain anymore? I'm going to Death Star Mountain.
Yeah, you really could. I mean, there's so much. And, of course, the news just abounds everywhere. Yeah. Entertainment Weekly caught up with Mark Hamill, and that was
his
incredible, great interview. As far as what could happen, I'm really hoping that all of the whispers of, you know, 20, 30 years later, and
old Skywalker,
old Skywalker is almost the Obi-Wan character
reigniting the Jedi Order. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things. Anyway, so read our article there at GameMovieGuide.com where we cover a lot of that. Let's dive into Wreck-It Ralph, which comes out today. And I had a chance to see it. And, you know, you remember Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Of course.
One of my all-time favorite movies. I loved Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Now, here's the thing that made that movie work. It was about Hollywood, and it treated cartoon characters as though they're just regular actors who go to a job at a studio.
Yeah, right.
The reason that was quote-unquote believable was because they used actual cartoon characters.
Right.
You saw Bugs Bunny, you saw
Tweety,
Mickey Mouse, you saw some really obscure characters, and sometimes they were just in the background. They're just walking around in the background, you know? It was amazing, but it made that world believable because you recognize them, like, oh, those are real cartoons.
Right.
There was another movie that came out called Cool World that had Brad Pitt in it, which was kind of the same idea of the real world mixing with the animated world, but it was all original characters. Yeah. It bombed at the box office. Why?
Right.
Because people are more interested in seeing icons they recognize when it comes to things like classic animation. So here you have a movie about video games and a world where, you know, video game characters go to, that's their job. They go to their arcade console and they work and then they go home. And what makes it work is, again, Disney was smart enough to populate it with recognizable characters. Yeah. There's some great Easter eggs in there.
Don't tell me anything.
I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not going to spoil it. But they do a fantastic, and again, a lot of times it's happening in the background.
Right.
There's a couple times when my friend leaned over, did you see that? And it's like, yeah, I saw that. I mean, this is a movie you're going to want to go back and watch with your Blu-ray player so you can do freeze frame. Like,
what?
Looking at stuff in the background. But Disney has also been doing a good job of taking notes from Pixar on character and storytelling.
Yeah.
Because it's not about all the cool gaming icons you can pick out. If it was about that, the movie just, it wouldn't work. It'd get tiresome.
Right.
That joke would wear out very quickly. So it's really about a story of, you know, the typical story of being okay with who you are and whatnot.
Right.
I think there's some better themes in there, but that's the overlying theme. One of the themes I talk about in my review is that heroes have to make the tough choices. It's a great scene that talks about that, and I was writing it down, and I was thinking, you know, that's true. I know one hero had to make the toughest choice of all.
Yeah.
He was sweating blood over it. It was such a tough choice, and he made the right choice because that's what heroes do, and so they have a great moment in the movie about that. But it's really a great story. It's a lot of fun. I had a blast with it. I can't wait to show it to my kids, and they're not going to recognize as many of the gaming characters as I did. But they'll still recognize some, and that's the fun of it. There's something everybody can recognize, you know. They'll recognize Bowser, but they probably won't recognize who Q-Bert is, you know?
Right.
So they won't get the joke about, oh, my Q-Bert ease is a little rusty. You know, they won't get that. I was cracking up.
Right.
And there's other stuff in there. It's a lot of fun. So Wreck-It Ralph, I think it's another score for Disney. I mean, they did a great job. I think it is the best video game movie of all time.
Wow.
Of course, video game movies don't have a great track record.
Right.
So that's not saying a whole lot. So let me put it another way. I think it's one of the best animated films of the year. I mean, and it's been a good year for animated. Hotel Transylvania, you had Brave. And I think this is right up there amongst those. I mean, it's just really well done.
All right.
So definitely check out our review of that, Wreck-It Ralph, at GameAndMovieGuide.com. We also have a review of Flight, which is like on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
It's about addiction and a life slowly spiraling out of control, just like the plane that crashes in that. And then how sometimes you have to be broken before you can have your life rebuilt, which I'm like, That's interesting. It also sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
So we'll have a review of that for you later today. And
are you sworn to secrecy on Lincoln until like next week
or something? Yeah, I really
You got a really early screener.
Yeah, I can't say a whole lot about Lincoln at this point because, you know, there's embargoes on that. But, yeah, I will say that it'll probably live up to your expectations.
Okay.
I won't say anything more than that.
All right.
I'll also say I think Tommy Lee Jones probably almost steals the show.
Wow.
Huh.
I mean, and here's why. We've seen a lot about Daniel Day-Lewis going into it. I knew almost next to nothing about Tommy Lee Jones.
I forgot he was in it.
You forget he was. I knew he was in it. I knew he was there. And I think part because I didn't know much about his role. That's probably why it grabbed so much attention. But he steals his scenes every time he's in there, even when he's matched up with Daniel Day-Lewis. So I think there's going to probably be some statues for that movie. Who knows? Definitely some nominations.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be able to talk about that more once it gets closer to November 16th.
Right on.
And I will say this. I think Spielberg's decision to not release it before the election was definitely the right move.
Okay.
Because it wasn't a movie that should be politicized.
Right.
Which it would have been.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's a lot of discussion about Democrats and Republicans and parties and what they represent and blah, blah, blah. But that's part of that story.
Right.
It would have been way too easy to take that story and then use it for our own nefarious means during this election. So definitely the right move to save it post-election.
I feel like I have to applaud Spielberg for that because a lot of times when it comes to an election season, the loudest megaphones are the celebrities because they can sway the vote.
Yeah.
And so that's outstanding that he chose to save it till post-election.
Well, the story isn't about politics. The story is about the 13th Amendment and what it took to get slavery abolished.
Right.
And so it shouldn't have been politicized during this election. So, yeah, definitely a smart move on Spielberg. But, yeah, stay tuned. We'll have more on that soon. Can't say. I probably said too much already.
There you go. Okay, we'll stop talking.
Hopefully DreamWorks wasn't listening. Right. Hopefully Spielberg doesn't listen to the morning show.
You know, if you're listening and you've never gone to GameAndMovieGuide.com, I implore you. Get there because I love how I'm already writing stuff down because our church is gearing up for an entire superhero theme, and that's one of the things that I'm touching on the week that I get to guest speak at our church. And so I love how it doesn't matter what it is, whatever the movie is, whatever the video game is, the way that God uses you and that you can pull out, draw from that, because we need to be doing that. We need to be looking at every form of media, every form of anything from a Christian worldview, from your biblical lens. And so if you're new at that, maybe you've never taken the arts that way and looked at them that way, I check out GameAndMovieGuide.com. A lot of reviews this week.
Yeah.
And so,
we didn't even talk about the comic book reviews.
Wow, yeah.
A plus X came out and actually had something interesting about
how... Oh, we have it?
Yeah.
Because Cable's in it, so,
He is.
I wanted to at least see it.
Yeah, and there's a Wolverine and the Avengers... Wolverine and the X-Men came out, which was pretty entertaining. And in that one, actually, Iceman has a very interesting statement about no one's doomed. Everyone can be saved. And so,
wow.
Yeah, so I extrapolate off of that in my review for that. So, yeah, there's a lot. And we got a Superman Earth 1 Volume 2.
Really?
Yeah, thanks to Astro Zombies for hooking us up with that.
I've been hearing mixed things about it. So
yeah, so we'll have our review. I'm a little bit behind, but yeah, I'll get that up. And we'll be giving that away here sometime soon. So
all right.
In case you're a Superman fan, be listening to the guide for a chance to win that. We have several games that will be given away leading up to Christmas. Video games, actual video games.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
GameAndMovieGuide.com for all the details on that. It is posted at Facebook, so you can get there. And as always, if you have a question about a particular movie or a video game
or just media. Info. Yeah. Because like we had a listener who has a Christian gaming clan. Clan 356.
Okay.
And if you want to join up with them, they sent us their contact info. So,
cool.
So you can join up with Clan 356 and join a Christian gaming clan. So if you have one, you know, like you have a Christian gaming clan for Halo 4 coming up.
Yeah.
You know, let us know. We'll get the word out about your gaming clan and have the Christians hang out and play games together.
That's cool. I love it. And you can email us at gameandmovieguide@gmail.com. You just get to our Facebook page, all the details there. For the email address and direct link to GameAndMovieGuide.com. As always, yo.
I'm tired.
Thank you.
Have fun. Right. I'm really amped. Of all the movies that you've seen this week, the one you're seeing today is probably the one I'm actually most anticipating somehow.
Flight.
Denzel Washington is probably my favorite actor currently. I think he's brilliant. So well, I'm really
it's Robert Zemeckis
to...
returning to live action after 12 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Empire Theory. No more of it.
No more of it. Sorry.
Good morning.
All I really hear of that song.
9:15.
There is a lot of traffic somewhere. There was an accident on I-25.
It's cleaned up.
It's cleaned up, apparently. So never mind about that. There's another accident, I-40 West at Pennsylvania Overpass. Road construction, the left lane is closed. Southern at Eubank. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. And good morning.
Good morning. I found out some kind of depressing news.
Uh-oh. Do I need sad music?
Nah, you know, you don't have to. You can.
Okay. You go ahead and then we'll see where it goes.
Okay. I found out that women don't really know how to cook.
Yeah?
No.
We started talking about women. I just assumed.
Well, okay, if you want to.
Okay. Okay. No, sorry. Okay.
Nope. Okay. Women don't really know how to cook until age 55.
What?
That's right. We don't even care anymore. Got some Janet.
What
have you done for me lately?
Right. Apparently not cooked well.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Wait,
my wife cooks great.
Right. So I'm kind of confused. It says, according to a new survey, women don't really know how to cook until age 55, until they reach that age.
Okay.
The average woman bakes her first cake at 21. I guess I'm not average. I cooked my first cake, or baked my first cake at like age 7. I mean, I did accidentally.
Like an easy bake oven or?
No.
Really?
My mom didn't know I was trying to make her a cake. Unfortunately, I got the salt mixed up with the sugar.
Oh, gross.
It turned out really bad. She makes her first romantic dinner at 23.
Okay.
Hosts a dinner party at 26 and makes a big holiday dinner for the whole family at 27. But she's still just following recipes and doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then once she reaches her 50s, she just apparently knows how to make stuff. So by age 55, they can make roasts, bake bread from scratch, and make their own pasta and ice cream. I guess I'm just way ahead of the game.
Really?
Because I can do that.
You can make all of these things?
Yeah.
Tell me the ingredients right now without looking.
Well, I can't look it. Where do I look?
What do you mean? You don't?
For what?
Bake me a cake right now in your mind.
Really?
Flour?
Flour,
eggs.
Eggs, water.
How many?
Probably like 2.
Hard boiled, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a trick question. No.
No.
Failed.
You need baking soda, baking
powder. You
got a
few more years to go. 30 years. In 30 years, you're going to be pseudo good at cooking.
But apparently 80% of 55-year-olds can make a meal from whatever random ingredients are in the house at the time, using the herbs to bring out flavors. And I just found that kind of depressing because that means I have a while. So I just wanted to share that with everyone.
You got to get on that, apparently.
Apparently.
That's why I would just keep eating out.
You know what? I'm just going to go out to eat tonight.
Keep eating out.
Whatever. In fact, I am going out to eat tonight.
Yes, we are. Oh, it's amazing. So, hey, Static Radio is a listener-supported station. We had some cool dinner plans last night.
We did.
Thanks to...
Aaron and Trina.
Yeah. I was going to say their last name, but now you said their first name, so now I can't.
Say.
Thanks to them. We got to go out last night, had some fun, and part of Static Decision 2012, and be listening for more of that. We actually posted up, you can see, it is now November, you can see our goal every single month. If you take a look at the costs associated with keeping Static Radio going, our monthly goal now is posted, as is what we bring in every month. Our November goal, $50,000. It takes roughly about $600,000 a year to run this station.
That's like barely running
this
station.
This is talking our maintenance for translators for the tower out here. Mm-hmm. This is talking about salaries. This is talking about every cost going into, not every cost, most of the costs associated with it. And it comes out to about $600,000 every year. So our November goal, $50,000. Right now we're at what?
$209. But it's November 2nd.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can see that. I think it's going to be really helpful just to put things into perspective for everyone out there who doesn't know.
So now you know, get to mystaticradio.com. You can check it out. You can donate, which is really, really cool.
I think that's really helpful.
That is helpful.
So everybody sees.
That's how much is coming in this month, thanks to people who signed up for monthly sponsorships.
The Klingons.
Right?
Yeah.
I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
$209, really?
Well, I mean, they haven't calculated all of it yet.
Okay, good.
Some people get it taken.
Really?
I think some people get it taken out at different times.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
All right. Whatever. Moving right along. Thanks for your story about cooking.
Just kind of depressing. I was just kind of depressed about it.
It's okay. Does this sound like the Goo Goo Dolls to you?
Yeah, I was like, why am I instantly like really emotional?
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yes, indeed. Brand new House of Heroes.
That was amazing.
Remember the Empire. That went off their Cold Hard Want record.
It's all about the Hunger Games.
We talked to Colin Rigsby on Tuesday.
We sure did.
About that very jam. You can check out the interview at mystaticradio.com on our podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of an impromptu interview.
Yeah.
It got interesting.
Speaking of interesting, do we really want to go?
What is it about?
What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure.
You're the one that printed the story.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, that'd make a great topic for not 15 minutes.
Well,
we can. Okay. You know what?
Okay.
We'll talk about it. And if it totally bombs, then great. If people want to talk about this tomorrow or Monday, are we doing rock, paper, scissors?
Yes, we are, because you were the one that printed it and you wanted to talk about the story. So, and I was like, I don't know.
So,
how is this possible that it was like that? That you printed the story, and I'm nervous about talking about it.
So if I win, that we have to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
You ready?
Oh, you won.
I did.
So now we don't know what to talk about.
So how's your day?
It's only like 9:30. So
let's talk about sex, shall we? A billboard outside an Arvada church is turning heads and asking this question. I am shocked that this is for real. This is for real.
Mm-hmm. This is a real subject.
They have a billboard out front of their church that says, quote, good sex can save our nation. Pastor Rick Long with Grace Church of Arvada says the message is absolutely crucial. This is a vital, vital message. Quote, God values sex. He created it. I think sex needs to be talked about in church probably more so than anywhere else, end quote. Now, you know, we're on Calvary's campus. Calvary has been going through Keep Calm and Marry On, Pastor Skip, and a phenomenal series.
Yes.
And
it's been amazing.
There have been a few different billboards out there that I've had to field questions like, hey, bro. And then on the flip side, I had a very dear person in my life call because of one of the billboards he read and said, hey, we need to talk about something. And so, and they were just, you know, one of them said, lust is not love. One of them said, what was the sex one?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either off the top of my head.
I can't, but it definitely said sex in big letters.
Right. And so the question is, all right, is this billboard, not talking about the Keep Calm Air On billboards, because I felt like those were in good taste. This one, man, the quote says, good sex can save our nation. The pastor said, quote, when we take it out of the emotional, intimate connection that it was designed for, then we start playing with it like it's a toy and people get hurt. You cannot separate the emotions from a sexual relationship. Not everyone is excited about this billboard, obviously. I was even tentative. When you brought you were like, hey. Yep. 9:47 now. It's Friday.
That means we're pretty much done.
Yes, we are. I'm pretty stoked.
We just had a 15-minute conversation that could have lasted a lot longer.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to pocket this one for next week. Don't forget, Tuesday is election day. Get out there. We early voted this week.
You can as well.
Yeah, it's very simple. We put plenty of resources on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you're still undecided, there's some great resources that will kind of guide you. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? We had a couple comments on, you know, well, who's it citing? They're nonpartisan. One of the sites, I guess, quotes one of the candidates more than the other, but you would have to go to the site which says, hey, we got this from ABC. We got this from Fox News. So, just get educated. Get ready.
Yes.
Election day this Tuesday. If you haven't voted, early voting is so simple. It counts just like any other.
Yeah, it's the same process. They've changed it to where it's the same.
All electronic now as far as taking and accepting the ballots. Therefore, no chance of it getting lost. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing like that. So
go do it.
We are encouraging you once again. Get out and vote. get educated on who you should vote for first and then get out there. Don't just vote for somebody because somebody else told you to.
Exactly.
Know why you're voting for that person because you never know the consequences that could arise for voting flippantly.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
So get educated. Get involved. We'll see you guys again Monday. That's it for us. We out.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Can't believe this happened.